He don't want you to, but he'll never force you to confess Jesus as Lord. There's a lot of people in hell because they didn't do it. But he will preserve your right, whatever you choose. If you choose to live a miserable life, he'll preserve your right to live that life. But he'll do everything he can to get you to come live the life he had given you in Christ. Are y'all following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So Christ is the head like the head of a river. We see this in verses 8 and 9, if I can read it real quick. It says, listen what it says in the King James. I think I got it. Yeah, this is it. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. And we're going to deal with that later on, but I just want to read this. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. And when we understand this, it helps us to have a healthy relationship and good fellowship. But when you think, I'm the man, God put me in charge, you do what I say, I don't care what you think. God didn't make that woman that way. He made her independent just as he made you independent. And man is to rule from a love standpoint, a leadership standpoint, guidance and teaching, but not domineering, not to dominate, not to force. And all when you find that in any relationship, that's Satan and he's headed for trouble. Y'all sure quiet. I guess y'all listening. The source of the woman is man. For Eve was taken from Adam. Why did God take Eve out of Adam? For Adam's benefit. This is what the Lord said. When I took Eve out of Adam, I made her different because he carried the seed and she carried the womb. And that was a reproduction process to take place to replenish the earth. But I made them individually, spiritually, the same, no different. And he said, when you understand this, then you can walk in my revelation without domination. Because I do not dominate. I lead with love and compassion, kindness and protection. Can't you see it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So listen up. He said, The source of the Messiah is God. For he provided a virgin birth for Christ and formed his body and fulfilled God's prophecy. See, God prophesied that. He formed him in the womb of Mary. And he said that, behold, the virgin will what? Conceive and bear a child. His name shall be called what? Emmanuel, which means Jesus. He fulfilled that, didn't he? Didn't he do it? He fulfilled the prophecy spoken about him. Another possible translation of verse 3 is Christ has the responsibility over man, as the husband has responsibility over his wife. And God, the Father, has responsibility over Christ. Here's what he's saying. Christ had the responsibility of leading the church, not forcing the church. With loving kindness have I what? Drawn thee. God has the responsibility of Christ in making sure that he has everything he needs to do what he sent him here to do. So he brought him forth as a man when he was at the right hand or in the Godhead as the Son of Man, excuse me, the Son of God. And he had equal authority as being God himself, but he became a man. And God, and why did he become man? Now listen to the scripture now. Why did he become man? So he could come and redeem mankind. There was no one found in Adam's seed or Adam descendants. From Adam to all the rest of the people that was in there, there were no one found. He looked among them. He couldn't choose one from Adam's descendants, so he had to go to the Godhead. And he chose his son. Son, if you'll do it. Now listen to the scripture. Listen, well, we might as well read it. I told y'all that what was going to happen. So Philippians 2:5. Let's just read it. And I don't have this, and I'm going to let them put. Let this mind be in you, which were also what? Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be what? Equal with God. Go ahead. But made himself a no reputation. See, this is what, see, Jesus was in the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. But he laid all that aside and became a man. And he didn't try to build him no reputation. He came here and he would not even do anything without consulting the Father. He said, whatever you say, I will do it. Right? Right? He didn't do anything apart from what the Father instructed him to do. But he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the what? Notice what he took upon him. The form of a servant. And was made how? In the likeness of men. And being found how? In the fashion as a man. See that? See, he was God, but he was found in the fashion as a man. He humbled himself. He didn't say, now I'm not going through this because I'm just like you now. Why do I have to go? He humbled himself because if he had not done so, there was nobody else to be found. And that means you and I, you that's sitting out there and I'm standing here, we would have been forever doomed. There was nobody else could do it. Nobody else qualified. He had looked among the descendants. And the only thing he found in the earth he could use, he found a man named Abraham that would agree with him. To give. Now, I'm showing you how independent you are. And I want y'all to hear this because this is going to help us to get free of the abusive stuff. He did not just come in and say, Abraham, this is what you're going to do. No, he had to come and talk to Abraham and get Abraham to agree. I may have to go there and read that to y'all. But Abraham agreed, God, you and I become covenant friends. And I'm giving you permission to use my descendants, that will my seed that will come from me, that this seed you want will come through my bloodline. And he will come and enter to this earth. And it will, and when he talked to him, it was 42 generations before he showed up. But he had to get Abraham to agree with them. They entered into a covenant. God did not force him to do it. It was Abraham doing it. And Abraham was called what? The father of faith. Because he did what? He believed God. He didn't have any scripture to write that was written. They talked faith to faith. Can you imagine? And what I mean faith to faith, he heard the voice of God. And he talked to him. And he agreed. When he spoke to him, the Bible said he fell on the faith. That means God's presence was really strong.